حد وحان روا مركي احنا عن إيفنتوس نو مركي عن أنك وحان وبن مشينك جلينو وهو علمية أسمعين سيدا أي سوكوبنين لوغة سمعين دون Ed, do you want to present this part? Is the translator ready?
Okay. Honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, we were really impressed, actually, with a number of recommendations which we received from you. So not only during the... We were taking notes on basically on everything which was said during the last 4 days, so which is also a part which informed the recommendations which we thought came from the floor, but also really were very touched, and we appreciate that because it shows the commitment of people around this table about this process. So we were thinking that we take these recommendations that you have given to us and that we have heard from you as the result of the discussion and group them into some key areas, which is still work which needs to be refined, I suppose, because they might need some more further sort of work on it. But I think what I'm going to present now might give you a good idea of what the final document in terms of recommendations is going to be. So the first one, the first category is that the reconciliation initiative should be Somali-owned and Somali-driven. And this means that, this is from the discussion, that one of the greatest weaknesses of the previous reconciliation processes has been the fact that they have been driven too much by the international community and too little by Somalis themselves. I think we also heard from you that the initiatives which were more successful were those based on the grassroots level, which were driven and supported and led by Somalis, and the best solutions to the Somali problems normally came from the Somalis themselves, not from outside. Furthermore, the role of the international community should be re-examined in this regard and reduced to just supporting what is a Somali-owned process. Any future reconciliation initiative should be community-driven by Somalis and take place inside Somalia and be organized and supported by Somalis themselves.
Inta badan oo tiri reconciliation-ka wadanka gudihiisa lagu batay in ay ka qayb qaataan odayaasha qaranka iyo culimada diinka, inta tiri waxaas oo dhan marka laisku soo duuduubo sidaanay maaragtay iyadii oo hagaagsan u qormanaysaa, macnaheedu waxaa weeye reconciliation-ku waa inay hogaamiyaan oo tahay wax Soomaali qabto international community-ga haddii ay gacan ka geysanayaan waa inay noqotaa mid ay taageerayaan, ma ahan mid ay iyagu hogaaminayaan inaysan noqon. Waa halkii aan ka lahayn dibuheshiin iyo dibuheshiisiin oo kale iyo macnaha. So continue, please.
Yeah. Okay. The next one is that the bottom up approach. Sorry for some, but we were doing this today and it worked. If there's some misspelling or some words are missing, I apologize. But basically, the bottom-up approach, the group felt that the bottom-up approach is critical to resolving the conflict in Somalia. Because the conflict in Somalia exists in different forms, levels, and locations, and that requires a multiple approach to resolving this conflict. In this sense, the solution may not be achieved through one big reconciliation conference where everything will be resolved, but rather it should be based on, I think what was said also, like, you know, some kind of a community approach or regional approach or segmental approach, as some of you called it. So in that respect, we should focus on different districts or different regions to make reconciliation in those districts or regions, and then by doing that, at some point we will achieve peace on the national level. And or at some point these administrations, this government will come together to maybe negotiate something bigger on the national level. A deep conflict analysis about the roots and the root causes of the conflict should be conducted, and that again the approach should be on the community level. And then it's one point in the end that while bottom-up approach is critical to the reconciliation, we should not neglect the top-down approach, meaning that the central government should also assume its responsibilities to coordinate these efforts on the local level. And so somehow these two approaches should meet sometime in the middle is the idea. So we should, when we say that the bottom-up approach is critical, we don't mean that the other, that the central government should not work, should not do its part of the job. Of course, as this was a lot focused on the role of the members of parliament, there are a few recommendations about the members of parliament. It's mainly that they should play an active role in this process. And that, number one, they should make every effort to be closer to their constituencies. Number two, the transitional federal parliament and specifically the reconciliation committee should be directly involved and kept up to date with any reconciliation agreement which government might reach with other entities, and should oversee the executive to ensure effective implementation once these agreements are reached. So what we're saying is a more comprehensive or more inclusive approach to the agreements of the CFG with any other entity. And then once the agreement is reached, then the parliament has a role to play in that, to make sure that agreement is not only reached but also implemented as it was agreed. The Ministry on Constitution and Reconciliation and the Reconciliation Committee in the Parliament should advocate strongly to increase the budget of the National Reconciliation Commission to reflect the fact that reconciliation is one of the main priorities of the government. So if the government says that this is our priority, being part of the government, the Ministry of Reconciliation and the committee, being the main committee in the parliament, so that should advocate more, should lobby more for that budget to be increased so they can do their job. Because it was identified, I think, as one of the big handicaps of the Reconciliation Commission. The members of the transitional federal parliament representing the regions of Somalia should be in regular contact with their respective regional governments to ensure effective representation of concerns and interests of those regions at the central level. I think this was also identified as one link which is sometimes missing, is that even representatives from the regional governments felt sometimes they are not well enough represented in the central government, even though members of parliament from these regions are there. So we believe this communication can be strengthened. I think that was the feeling of the group. Then it was said that the parliament should take initiative to pass legislation to facilitate the reconciliation process, which was called maybe a special act on reconciliation. The parliament should reform itself to become more effective, which should eventually strengthen its legitimacy of the institution. The reconciliation committee should overcome the current impasse And start engaging with all Somali stakeholders, federal, regional, district, and traditional institutions on needed reconciliation efforts, including visits of the members to the committee, of the committee to the respective constituencies when feasible for information collection purposes and so on. The reconciliation committee should select, appoint, and send maybe high-level Somali personalities, well-known Somali men and women, traditional elders, highly respected religious leaders, as peace envoys to various parts of the country on fact-finding missions and complicated issues and reconcile communities, entities, institutions. Okay. The other big element was the strategy for reconciliation, which I think was mentioned by few participants, especially by, I think, by Khalil from Sweden. But many of you talked about the fact that you have separate documents. Maybe ministry has its own strategy, the Reconciliation Commission has its own work plan of what they're doing, the committee might have their own work plan, but these documents are not integrated. So the recommendation is that the strategic plans or documents of the Reconciliation Ministry and National Reconciliation Commission are not necessarily harmonized. So this is some kind of a conclusion, and then obviously that the strategy should integrate the goals and actions of the relevant institutions, including the ministry, parliament, regional and local governments, as well as civil society. The TSG leadership should propose a reconciliation-focused vision of Somalia in close cooperation and in close collaboration and coordination with the National Reconciliation Commission. There should be more communication and coordination among the institutions. So there is also a bit repetition here that we see from time to time, but it's because we're still refining it. There should be regular meetings between the ministry, commission, and relevant reconciliation committee in the parliament, as well as regular communication of these institutions with regional and local governments and civil society. There are a couple of recommendations for the National Reconciliation Commission. It should engage more closely with parliamentarians on conflict issues, and that there was one recommendation which we got from you in writing, that the membership of the National Reconciliation Commission should be revised to make it an effective and leading vehicle of the country's reconciliation process. The next area is, I think, is also very important, and is about strengthening relations and cooperation among central, regional, and local governments as a critical element to the reconciliation or the success of reconciliation process, and as something which seems to be an area of improvement. In this context, the regional and local administrations, which are established as some kind of oasis of peace or order, are a positive development. In essence, they are a positive development, and the TSG should take advantage of this development and strengthen these relations to use them to broaden that stability. Because the local administrations can serve maybe a future, element or component of the future federal unit in Somalia or so. So as such, it should be capitalized on that. And again, any reconciliation process or initiative or any peace-building body in Somalia should ensure proper representation of local communities. It was said more than once that again, one of the weaknesses of the reconciliation conferences in the past was that they were not representative enough of the either actors in conflict or the decision makers or those who had influence in Somalia. And that's why their implementation did not go as desired. The constitution-making process has the potential to be the vehicle for reconciliation. And I think also this is very, very important. I think many of you have spoken about the need for you all to engage and participate in the constitution-making process and to have a broad consultation, you know, about the constitution, because that can be that document, that contract for the country which you want to see in future. And I think this is very important. And we have some recommendations that all these institutions should work closely with ISCC to make sure that the issues which are today causes of conflict should be addressed in the constitution or in the constitution draft. So if something is a problem which is causing conflict, that these relevant bodies should think of ways how can that be addressed in a document, you know, such as constitution. Then of course you work out the security is also important, and if TSG is able to expand its area of control and security together with the regional administrations, that gives better chances to the reconciliation process. The women are definitely should be active actors in the reconciliation process, as they have a value to add to this process, and they should be given the role, at least, you know, primarily by also by meeting the quotas as they are anticipated by the charter or as provided by the charter. And finally, it was said, I think, that the TSG leadership should be the role model and symbol of the Somali unity. And many of you have said that the TSG cannot reconcile Somalia if it's not unified within itself. So that this recommendation goes directly to the TSG leadership as such. And then finally, it was said that without a strong and independent judiciary, it's difficult to achieve an effective and just reconciliation. So this is a draft at this point. I'm sure maybe we have missed a few, which we are yet to process them. But I hope that this, in general, reflects the feelings and the discussions of this group. And I thank you very much.
Okay, I'll see you next time. Wow, SomaliTalk.com.